and the virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said,
Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you. That is right. This is not a test. It's the
real thing.
It's the ChristCast 2020 podcast. My name is Jason Dias alongside
Keith Culpepper.
And thank you so much for joining us. We're back.
Yeah.
We're back.
We're a little bit late, but we're back.
Special Friday broadcast from our super secret location somewhere in New Braunfels, not uptown.
We're not going to say anything. We're not giving you more hints
than you need. You'll have to figure out where we are by the background sounds. Anyway, it is, did I say two generations with?
One mission.
Absolutely. Hey, I don't know why. As you know, the show can be heard anywhere on Earth up to and including
the International Space Station, which sadly we have not reached there yet.
Yes, we're working on it, though. I'm trying to get NASA to send a packet of our show up to the folks at the ISS. But for whatever reason, Kiki, last week, 6% of our listens came in the country of Spain.
So that's pretty cool. I did go to Spain for a little bit.
That's absolutely right.
For spring break.
Maybe you told somebody or they heard about it. I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know.
But we did. It just kind of shocked me because it's usually U.S., Australia, and then the next country. And this last week it was Spain in number two. So that's pretty cool. I thought I knew how to say to God be the glory in Spanish. Adios, not adios, but adios la gloria. I think that's it. If you're in Spain, you can correct me.
I'm not going to correct anything. I did 2 years of Spanish and that was it.
Yes, I didn't do any Spanish. And so I did 1 year in college, but that's not on subject. But hey, if you're wondering why that wonderful reggae Christian music is going on in the background, that's because
we had our first listen in Jamaica the last podcast that we did, and it was really cool.
Which
just
is
kind
really
of to
cool
see.
Yes, I was I read an essay that Kiki wrote, and so I decided to count. I had to count all the countries that we've been heard in, and it's actually a lot more than 30. And so as I was sweeping the mouse across the Caribbean Ocean, I saw a little spot on the map go blue, which I'd never seen before. And I blew it up, and it's like, wow, we had a listen in Jamaica. So that's cool. If you're in Jamaica, we love you, Jamaica. Keep tuning in.
If you are in Jamaica, maybe send us a souvenir.
Yes, please do.
Even though we don't have an address or anything.
Hey, on this week on the show, we're talking about the history of the Keep Christ in Christmas concert, and one of them, you know, just one of the
most amazing women in the history of humanity. As you heard from the intro, you kind of could guess who it is.
Yes, it is, of course, Mary, Mother of God.
Pray for us
sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that, but also some lucky person is going to Myron's Prime Steakhouse.
In New Braunfels. That's downtown. We're able to say where that is.
Yes, that is maybe the best restaurant, honestly, in the Hill Country.
That's his opinion. I've never been there before.
But she's going to be there this Sunday, and one lucky listener, if you've ever helped us with the show, if you've ever done a bump, if you've ever done an intro, we're going to select one lucky person to join us for a fine prime steak dinner as we celebrate our last broadcast of
2019.
Well, of the Keep Christ in Christmas concert. We have one more show, and then we'll be finished for the year. We're going to have a month-long break, so that'll be nice, though. We need it at this point in the year. We're always looking forward to the break. So we're going to do that. We're going to talk about the Keep Christ in Christmas concert and Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, and we're going to do it all right after
this.
Hi, this is Pastor Adam at Grace Church New Braunfels, and we invite you to join us at Keep Christ in Christmas. This free concert is Sunday, December the 8th at 5 p.m. at the Brontex Theater. Let's bring people of faith from all across the community together to celebrate the true meaning of Christmas through song.
All right. Join me back. I'm minding my own business, living a nice, quiet, private life here in New Braunfels in December of 2012. And I'm thinking,
this is a flashback, FYI.
Yes. I couldn't believe it was 7 years ago. I think it was actually 2011 when this happened, or maybe it was 2012. Anyway, it was New Braunfels Utilities took down a banner, this terribly offensive banner that was hanging on one of their light poles, and guess what terrible thing it said?
Keep Christ in Christmas.
How dare they? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, that's got to offend somebody, and it did.
Well, it did, because now in a lot of public schools, they're changing it rather than Christmas break, it's winter break.
Winter break, and it's not even winter in Texas in December.
It's 62 out.
Yes, no, it's really warm today.
For us, all we have to wear is a hoodie, but Northerners would come down here in their shorts, yes, tank tops, just be like, wow!
Truth be told, though, Kiki's pretty hardcore. I've seen her wear a hoodie when it's 100 degrees outside, but it is just an amazing thing. Now, I remember this very well. And I remember I wanted to organize like some massive protest against NVU where everybody would take their trash cans down to the main office on the circle and leave them there and write Keep Christ in Christmas, which I did, by the way. I wrote Keep Christ in Christmas on my trash can in my recycle bin, which I don't even use. And it's like, anyway.
Don't you have to pay for the recycling bin?
I don't know. It was just there when I moved into the house. I have no idea. I've never used it. We keep our Christmas wrapping in it. But it was interesting because just like we've seen in the Bible, Kiki, the rejection of Christ actually helps
keep the newer tradition going.
It spreads
going.
It. Yeah, it spreads. It gets people like me fired up. I wasn't even doing a show at the time. That became the genesis for the One City Under God show that I did for 3 years. That was my reaction to
it. That was the prequel to this.
That's right. That was the prequel to the very, very great ChristCast 2020 podcast.
And I was not a part of that.
No,
so don't think,
right,
there's a secret one where they're both out there. I was
I had not really met Kiki yet. She had only bought me nachos once at Valley.
Don't remember that.
I remember because your price for doing it was to buy you one as well, which was very shrewd of you. You're very good when it comes to money.
Like, it's a good bargain.
It is a good bargain. And so this year we are actually celebrating
the 7th year in a row of the Keep Christ in Christmas concert.
Our good buddy Pastor Adam Cork jumped in. He got all these churches involved. The first year was at the convention center. It was packed. We've done now. This will be our 5th and final one. And so it's just an interesting, again, as Jesus is rejected, it took a person like me who was not all that outspoken about things and really...
Sure.
It's really kind of fired me up. And so we're doing this now in some ways because of that. And it's been a great partnership with Pastor Adam and everybody involved with the Keep Christ in Christmas concert. So, sorry, folks, I'm dealing with terrible allergies this morning.
Yes,
and our faces are right up on the microphone, too. So, all right. So, if you're not doing something Sunday night, it's at this particular Sunday, which is the 8th, from 5 to 8, at 5 to 7 at the...
Brontex Theater downtown.
Yeah, and you should come. It's really, really nice.
It's free, Sue.
And it's free. And it's free. And, of course, after that, we'll go over and have a really, really great dinner at Myron's Prime Steakhouse.
Come say hi to us. We'll be sitting in the back.
Yes, we want to thank Myron's. They bestowed a very, very nice gift card on us, and so we really appreciate that.
Yes.
We really do appreciate that. Okay, let's talk about what I believe in... When I was in college, I had to take a women's studies class, and we were told to do a report on a famous woman in history, and I selected...
Mary.
And I was told I could not do.
What?
Yes, well, that's the universities for you. Mary is an extraordinary Jewish woman. And this is one of my favorite things from the Bible. In the book of Luke, Mary says when she's told that she's going to give birth to Jesus.
This is Luke 1, verse 46. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Mary was probably not much older than you, or maybe younger than you, actually. Many people believe she might have been 14 or 15 years old, which was common
in those days. Wasn't it very common for... That's kind of changed... older we got, and it's like people get married so much later and have kids so much later, but that was probably very common for like 12, 13-year-olds getting married than having kids by 14.
Or they would get engaged and wait till they were a little more mature. But this is Mary. But what I love about this is what is obvious from this is that Mary's, that verse from Luke closely magnifies Hannah's prayer from 1 Samuel. Although Mary was young, she was spiritually very, very mature and obviously had spent a lot of time studying the Old Testament. So that's interesting.
It's like Mary was very smart for her age.
Yes, she really was. And of course, course, kids were different, and you grew up a little faster in those days, and you didn't spend a lot of time playing video games and looking at your
Sometimes people
phone.
In our generation don't even grow up at all anymore.
That is absolutely very true, and a whole other show that we might do someday.
We need to have like a whole episode where we just rant about stupid topics.
Yes, we should. It's like, hey, millennial, hey, Gen X.
No, we should just do that over the break. Just have a rant.
We should. I've always wanted to do that, a show like that. If you didn't hear this on Sunday, I'm glad you heard it here. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that off the air. Hey, some quick facts about Mary, which people may or may not know. Many people believe that Mary was the source for the Book of Luke. Because I just wonder, where do you find out all this stuff? Well, there's only one person who knew all of that, and of course it was.
It was Mary. Yeah. She had hand-by-hand experience.
First-hand knowledge.
And it's Mary that asked Jesus to turn the water into the wine, his first miracle that he ever performed in front of people. And it was the first recorded miracle that Luke ever recorded for Jesus.
Yep.
That kind of set everything into motion, kind of got him on the Pharisees' radar.
Yes, and it kind of got the ministry started. So, you know, when mom says to get started, go do it.
Listen to your mom.
On the day of Pentecost, one of the most important moments in the Bible, guess who's there?
It's Mary.
It's Mary. Mary's there. But this, to me, is what makes her, forget about all your favorite athletes, your favorite female MMA fighters, you've got to be super, super tough to do this. And
she made a whole trip to Bethlehem on a donkey while 9 months pregnant and didn't complain that whole time. And I want to know how many miles that is.
It's about 40 or 50 miles, and it's a two-day trip. On foot and on donkey, 9 months pregnant. Ask any woman, ask your mom. She's been 9 months pregnant twice. And you don't feel like doing anything. I don't know. Well, I've never been pregnant.
From what we've heard.
Yes. And Kiki's never been pregnant, obviously. But I can remember my wife being 9 months pregnant, and she was ordered on bed rest. I mean, she had to be on bed rest for the last month. So it is something else to get up on a donkey and going. So another interesting thing that a lot of people don't know, and this is one of those little areas where the Reformed Church and the Catholic Church don't always agree. The Catholic Church obviously believes in the perpetual virginity of Mary. However, Mary had several children, including Jude and James, who we'll get to.
They talk about James when Jesus is being crucified.
Yes.
It was saying Mary and Jesus' brother James was there with them.
And we're gonna get to the books of Jude and James. Jesus' half-brothers actually write a book in the New Testament, and we're going to get to those, in 2020.
Ooh.
Wow, those will be some of the last shows that we do. But it's kind of a funny story. Jesus is out speaking to a group of people, and somebody yells out from the crowd, "Blessed is the mother who nursed you." And you'd think Jesus would say, "Hey, thank you so much for giving a shout out to, what do y'all call it, props to my mom?"
Yeah, props to him.
And yet Jesus says, blessed is the person who believes in God. Kind of tosses Mary under the bus a little bit there.
Poor
you know,
Mary.
Jesus had his eyes
fixed. But she's probably a very humble person. She probably pointed out as that.
Yeah, from all accounts. And of course, from Luke 1:46,
it says, "From now on, all generations will call me blessed.
For the Mighty One has done great things for me.
Holy is his name."
And just right there, you heard Kiki talk about it, the humility. She always turned that grace back to God.
Back to God, back to Jesus.
All the time. If there is a heaven, and I know there is, that is somebody I'm looking forward to meeting. I know that sounds weird. If it works out that way, I should very much like. You know, I grew up as a Catholic, venerating Mary. One of the funny things, when I got to Panama for the first time in 1987, their city buses, every single bus was basically a shrine to Mary. They had a big picture of Mary on the back and all this colorful stuff. It was one of the most interesting things I'd ever experienced in Central America. She is very, very much venerated in South America, Mexico, Central America, probably even in Spain. You probably saw that.
In Spain, there was a lot of stuff.
Yep. So let's talk about the big ideas. Talk about rants. I had to look at Kiki to make sure I don't start ranting here. She gave me the look. When we have to remind people to keep Christ in Christmas, folks, that's a problem.
That's an issue.
That's an issue, all right?
That's a big no-no.
Yeah, and candidly, we're all responsible for that. I'm responsible for it. Every Christian's responsible for it. If you can't say Merry Christmas in America without getting a trip to the HR office when public...
Or just getting a nasty glare by somebody else.
Yes. I mean, folks, you got to stand up for Jesus Christ. You got to stand up for Christmas. When people say Happy Holidays to me at the store, Pastor Adam Court gave me this advice. He goes, just be nice and say
Merry Christmas.
Yes, and if somebody gets offended, we're not trying to offend anybody.
That's their own deal. That's their own personal opinion.
Exactly right. The the most important birth in the history of our shared humanity occurs in Bethlehem, and we celebrate that at Christmas, and it is about Christ. Rant warning, and that's all there is to it. And I'm not going to apologize for saying Merry Christmas to anybody. And of course, the other big idea.
It's like Mary, when God calls us to do something, we need to go do it without hesitation or doubt in God.
Absolutely.
Because He is the one that has the power. He's the one that knows the end result. And whatever the end result is, it's for Him. It's for His glory. Even if it ends up bad, He wanted that to happen for us to have experience, or the other person to have experience to begin with.
Most important line of the show, and of course, that's when the ice machine decides to go on in the background. So I hope y'all can hear that. But it's absolutely true. We don't always talk about the stuff that we discuss off the air, on the air. But over the summer, I told your mom and you when we were at lunch, I said, you know, God ordained us to do this. I guess we felt compelled to do this.
Enough.
And motivated.
The Holy Spirit.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit. There we go. Hey, to wrap this up, this is the most amazing thing to me is, and I'm sure you've heard this said before, the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. 400 or 500 years before the birth in Bethlehem, Isaiah had this all figured out when he said...
Isaiah was a smart,
smart
dude.
Guy.
Therefore, the Lord Himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son.
And will call him Emmanuel. Now, how did he know that? I mean, come on. Do we have any idea what's going to be happening here 400 years from now? Folks, it's all true. You read it in the Bible. It's not theory. It's not speculation.
If you look at science, it backs everything up.
Everything up. This, nobody made this up. Nobody's trying to perpetuate some kind of scam on you. It all lines up.
It all
perfectly.
Happened.
Yep. Hey, listen, folks, if you're coming out to the Keep Christ in Christmas concert, come say hello. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're going to be sitting in the back with our little tiny light-up Christmas tree.
Absolutely right. I might even have a red and green lightsaber this year for decoration, which will be fun. Hey, folks, we do look forward to seeing you at the Keep Christ in Christmas concert, and we'll see you there. Hey, folks, thank you so much for listening to the ChristCast 2020. My name is Jason Dias, alongside
Kiki Culpepper.
And to God be the
glory. No practice runs in life. This is not a test.